Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's the newest spirit.
Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Spirituality.
You got a question for RLM?
Spirituality.
Yeah, it's time to get some answers, baby.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to Reality Spirituality, which is heard every week, Sunday at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. I'm your host, Rebecca Lynn Norrington, and I am the world's only happiness specialist. I've given myself that title. That's right. And you have something to say about that? Welcome to the show, everyone. Thank you so much for listening. You know, before I get into it, if you listen to the show, you know that I have a whole list. I've listed, it's very simple. Happiness is a practice skill. It is a practice skill, but the question is, what do you practice? What behaviors do you eliminate that will add to your happiness, and what behaviors do you practice that will add to your happiness? Wait, did I say that right? What behaviors do you eliminate from your moments that will add to your happiness? And what behaviors, boy, am I starting this show off a little wacky. And what behaviors do you practice to add your happiness, and what behaviors do you eliminate? Well, I added to the list. I added just this morning another behavior that definitely subtracts from happiness. So what I do is, I talk about and share with my audience every single week behaviors that subtract from happiness, and just pick a few to practice eliminating. And the one that I added today, because I get new followers all the time. Sometimes I get 5 new followers, sometimes I get 1 follower, sometimes I get 15, sometimes I get 25, and it varies. Sometimes I get 0 followers. And one of the things that subtracts from happiness, and I'm here to tell you, listen, I've done the homework for you. I've done all the heavy listening, lifting. I'm here to share with you the answers to the test. Yes, that's all I'm doing, is sharing with you what I've learned the hard way, because this growth isn't easy, people. It's not easy. What I've learned the hard way after years of practice and years of trial and error, trying this, well, that couldn't be true. But what I've done is I've got it all down to a science. And one of the things that subtracts from happiness is paying attention to any kind of number. That includes the number in your bank account. That includes the number of likes you have. That includes the number of followers you have. Paying attention to any kind of number subtracts from happiness. And I can only say this because years ago, listen, I've been on the radio, on online radio for, I'm going on my 9th year. That's crazy. And when I started, I couldn't even put five words together. But I remember looking at the numbers, this was years ago, 7 years ago, and I said, oh, the universe, I only have a few numbers and nobody's listening to the show. Numbers are growing, but it's slow, and the numbers, and I want my numbers. I want millions and thousands and hundreds of thousands and millions of listeners. I want more numbers. Nobody's listening. And the universe, because I got one ear, I got one ear, I got a direct connection to the universe, and they talk to me all the time. And the universe said, we're listening. That's not enough. So I'm sharing that with you is just something else to practice. It doesn't matter the numbers. I mean, if it does matter, then you are choosing numbers over your happiness and over peace. And for my new followers and my new listeners, let me give you my definition of happiness. Happiness is being able to feel, to be rooted in peace, contentment, having that vibration of satisfaction regardless of what happens in life. And regardless of what doesn't happen, happiness is a practice skill. And all I do on this show every week is teach people and share what to practice. So let me throw out some things to practice. We just added one. Paying attention to numbers is going to subtract from your happiness. It's going to subtract from your peace. I had to add that. Some of the other things that subtracts from happiness is noticing what anybody else is doing, sharing bad news. All expectations subtract from happiness. Living in the past, living in the future, all judgments, having preferences. And let me talk about preferences. Because today, I'm a football fan, and today my team is playing. And I remember back in the day, years ago, when I had my favorite team, and oh my goodness, if my team lost, my day was ruined. You look at any game, from basketball to football to soccer to any home team, if the home team loses, those people in the stands, those people in the stadiums, it's just quiet. Nobody's talking, nobody's smiling, head down, boo-hoo, boo-hoo. And quite frankly, I got tired of feeling like that. Well, somebody's, oh, that's normal. No, it's not normal. I don't want my vibration shifting because a team that I like lost. So having preferences, having any kind of preferences, that includes preference for the weather, preference for your weight, preference for anything, will always subtract from your happiness, will always subtract from your peace. And when I say happiness, happiness is the same. Happiness, that word happiness, is the same as peace, is the same as contentment, is the same as feeling relaxed, at ease, balanced, flow. It's the same. At least it's the same in my eyes. So having a preference for a word. I remember I used that word happiness, and some said, wow, happiness, there is no such thing as being happy all the time. Well, because that happiness word triggered something. Having a preference for any kind of word, I don't care what word you want to use. The bottom line is being at peace with life, with that person in the mirror, is just being at peace, which brings me to today's topic. Oh, before I go on, let me give you the number to call in to ask, to speak with me live if you have any questions, if you have any challenges, if there's anything that you want to discuss or that you need assistance with, because what I do on this show is breaking everything down, breaking every situation down, getting down to the least common denominator to find a way to peace, a way to feeling balanced, a way to being content with whatever's going on in your life. And again, people, I have done all the homework for you. I have the answer. I don't have every answer. Don't now. Hold on a second. I don't have every answer. But I have a lot of answers as to what will always lead to peace. And what always leads to peace does not always agree with the ego, does not always agree with that entity that doesn't really want peace, doesn't want peace. I say there are two entities that we are bouncing back and forth with, that universal voice, that universal knowing, that universal, you know, who we were born, that universal, that internal, you know, that internal place, that universal place, that all it is peace, that being. And then there's the big mouth. There's the ego that's, something's wrong here. Something needs to be changed. Something needs to be dealt with. Something's wrong. You know that voice? That voice of dissatisfaction, that voice of desires and wants. You know that voice that says something needs to be, I don't have everything I need. I don't have everything I want. There's got to be something more. You know that voice? That voice, some people say thoughts. That voice, those thoughts have become quieter and quieter and quieter in my own head. And the reason why is because what does the happiness specialist ask for? What do I ask for? You know, I've said before, I ask for more consciousness. Well, I'm conscious. I'm conscious in every single moment. It's brutal. It's brutal. It's exhausting. It is very exhausting to be conscious. And when I say I'm conscious in every moment, I mean, especially if I'm out in public, I am aware of what I'm doing, what I'm saying, what other people are doing. I mean, I am so conscious in the moment. It's exhausting. But I used to ask for more consciousness. Now, I don't ask for that anymore. You know what I ask for? Because whatever you ask the universe for, and I'm talking about universe, asking the universe for universal things, not a car, relationship, more money, better health, better look. Okay, that's fine. That's what the ego asks for. But what I've been asking for lately, especially after my mother died in October, and then I found out that the family house is going to the handyman. I mean, I can laugh at it now, but the family house was, there's a special clause in the trust, and now it's changed, and it's going to the handyman. I wish I was joking about this. What I did was, I'm asking the universe, this is what I've been asking the universe for, and I've asked the universe for more peace. And finally, I'm going to have to say 2 days ago, what day was that? Was it Friday? Friday. It was Friday. Friday, I received more peace. To the point where I even felt a shift in my own energy, a shift in my vibration. It was like a mist came over me, and all of a sudden, my shoulders went down even farther. What does the happiness specialist ask for? I ask for more peace because, quite frankly, what else is there? If I have all the money in the world, if I have everything that my ego would want and desire, but I don't have peace, what? There's countless examples all over the world, all over the country. You can turn it on anywhere. You can turn it anywhere. I don't know a lot of people walking around very peaceful. So I asked for peace, and finally I got it. Oh, and I see we have a few callers in the queue, and if you want to speak with me, just press the number 1, and I recognize one number, AO. So let me share with you. It's not going to be an easy concept to accept. And I'm saying this right in advance. It's not going to be an easy concept for the ego to to believe or accept. And it's just one sentence. Everything has already been decided. Everything has already been decided. And you know, I put a warning on this show. You know, I put a warning up. Buttons will be pushed. Controversy will be felt. Everything's been decided. What? And I've shared the story a lot of times. His destiny was to come on this planet, teach what he knew about his connection, about what he knew about being connected to the universe or God. Teach it, talk about it, speak about it, and then the poor guy gets killed. And then the poor guy gets crucified. And there's a very famous evening before, the Friday before, he's in the Garden of Gethsemane, and he's saying, I don't want this. Sorry, God, no thank you. I don't want to be killed. I don't want to be murdered. This is not what I want. You know, can you change the direction of my journey? Can you change the direction of my destiny? He actually asked. He said, "No, thank you. I'm sorry. I don't want it. I don't want this cup. Take this cup away from me." That's what he said. Take this cup away from me. Well, we all know what happened, because finally, after hours and hours and hours and hours of going back and forth with God, Jesus finally broke down and said, okay, I surrender. Do what you will with me. And we know what happened next. The poor guy got crucified. But the bottom line is this. This is my question. Well, this is my observation. His destiny played out. That was his destiny. It was already decided. I talk about this, you know, the handyman getting the house. And I have to say, finally, I've felt it and thought about it and knew it a little bit, didn't want to really know it. But all this thing was played out. My mother didn't gift that house to the handyman. It had already been decided. Whatever happens to that house, whatever happens to in 6 months, in a year, 2 years, has already been decided. The plan is already in place. There's, if you've heard of Deepak Chopra, and I was going to Google the name of these people. They're people that live in India, and I don't know what their official name is, but they're scribes, and they're supposedly their files. I'm going to have to Google that, and I'll get back to you next week. But there's, you know, I can't Google it now. There are scribes, and Deepak talks about visiting them, and they had a whole file on him, birth, when he was born. They had files on his parents, all of it. And he knows, he was told, he was shown when he was going to die. I definitely have to Google that. I don't even want to say spiritual people, but whoever they are, I'm going to have to get more information on it. But Deepak Chopra knows when he's going to die. And he's the only one that I've heard talk about it. I'm sure there's more people that have talked about this. But it has already been decided. It's like a CD. You have a CD, and it has a beginning, and it has an end. There's a beginning, and there's an end. David. My point is this. With that knowing and with that me believing that and knowing that, for whatever reason, there is a wave of peace. And what happened with that knowing, there's something that I don't need to do anymore. I don't need to think about anything anymore. I don't need to think about legal strategies. I don't need to think about anything anymore because it's already been decided. All I need to do is follow my inspiration in every moment. And the last couple of days when I've had thoughts, because I'm thinking, what do I do next? What's the next plan? And that's with anything. Not only this thing with the house going to the handyman, but with anything in my life. Things just start falling into place. Things just happen. It's like planting any tree, planting any rose bush. When you plant it and you water it in the foundation, it's going to bloom. You don't have to think about it. You don't have to, I have to keep planting. No. Water, soil, nourishment, it's going to bloom. Look around. I'm staring at just a wall of trees. There's no planting. The trees, they're just there. So what has happened in the last couple of days is my thinking, there's nothing to think about anything. Nothing. It's crazy. Because the only thing that made me suffer in the first place are these thoughts. Thoughts are the only things that made me suffer, feel good, feel bad anyway. So now I got an empty head. Now I find myself, it's a little habit going back and thinking, and I say to myself, what are you thinking about? There's nothing to think about. There's nothing to think about. I was on Instagram, and there's this one woman on Instagram. I believe her name is Rose Harlan, and I follow her, and she follows me. And she calls it a soul contract. She's saying that we've already signed the contract, our soul contract, whatever you want to call it. But I just noticed that this week. And a lot of people were posting and making comments about, I signed up for chronic pain. I signed up for financial bankruptcy. I signed up for fill in the blank. And I guess I signed up for the handyman to have the family house. But I have to tell you that because of that, of what happened, and because of that happening, I was forced to, because I am a happiness specialist, and what that means I practice in every moment, how to experience more happiness. And some of the things that subtract from happiness is having an attachment, is having expectations, is not being okay with uncertainty, is not trusting. I mean, do you trust or you don't trust? All of these things with me, with that house, were put to the test, to the ultimate test. Because I have to tell you, I took that shit personally. I was blaming my mother, blaming the attorney, blaming the handyman. But in reality, it was a wake-up call that what I thought, I had no expectations. I found out I did. I have no attachments. I found out I did. And all of those things that I have attachments, expectations, all of those things subtract from my peace. What do I ask for? The only thing I want, the only thing I ask for is peace. The only thing I ask for is peace. In every situation, in every moment. The hard thing is the ego or that other entity does not, will do anything to have a say, anything to have control, anything to give a you got to have something. And that's why, you know, I hear a lot about this free will, we have free will. Well, everything has already been decided. That's not an easy one to swallow, and that's not an easy one to accept. And you don't have to believe it, and you don't have to swallow it, and you don't have to accept it, but I'm telling you right now, that's working for me. Who knows what's going to happen a week from now, 3 days from now? But in this moment, I have to tell you that acceptance of that concept for me not only brought me more peace, but the thoughts, the things that I thought about, they just scurry away. If I hear anything, any thought, they just they're whisked away quickly. I'm telling you, my head, I got nothing in my head. It's empty. Empty. Hello in there. Reality, spirituality. I want to share, too, that I am available for weekend retreats, workshops. You can contact me at info@RebeccaNorrington.com. My website is RebeccaNorrington.com. Follow me on Twitter at RL Norrington. Instagram handle is Reality Spirituality. Facebook page is Reality Spirituality. And my first book, Reality Spirituality, The Truth About Happiness, can be purchased on Amazon. And my second book that I'm writing this year will be published this year, Program for Unhappiness. And until next week, my dear audience, I want you to remember who you are. You're a physical extension of the universe. You're always evolving. You're always changing. You're always growing. Love is patient and love is kind. Be patient and be kind to yourself. Be your own best friend. Remember, Abraham says you cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. It is about the journey. It is about the journey. You've been listening to Reality Spirituality. Have a conscious week. Talk to you next week, Sunday, 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Go Patriots! Well, there you go. See, I can't even root. Listen, I can't even have a preference of the team. Ugh. But I am going to watch the game and have maybe 10% preference. Reality Spirituality. Thank you for listening.
Yeah, oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. Yeah.